While most people in central and northern New York welcome spring and summer, this time of year can be miserable for allergy sufferers. But many people who sniffle and sneeze through the seasons don't know much about the science of allergies. Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen, hosts of WRVO's health and wellness show Take Care, spoke with Syracuse area allergy expert Dr. Juan Sotomayor to find out more.
Can you explain what physically happens when someone has an allergic reaction to pollen or another allergen?
So these are microscopic particles that are not visual to the naked eye, and they have to be small enough and aerodynamically suited to penetrate the mucous membranes of your body, meaning typically the eyes and the nose. And then for more significant cases, they have to go down and penetrate into the airways. What happens is these microscopic particles come in contact with the factories that are called mast cells. Mast cells contain histamine. Now, when you have an allergy, there's this antibody called an IgE antibody that sits on top of these mast cells. When they get cross-linked at the surface with these IgE antibodies, you get a rapid release of histamine. And within seconds to minutes, you get a rapid response of all the chemical reactions that occur with histamine, which is runny nose, sneezing, stuffiness, congestion. And you get rapid stuffiness in your nose, your eyes start to water. And all these effects are from histamine.
Is this sort of like a yes-no on-off switch, or are there degrees of reactions to histamines?
Everyone, to a certain extent, will react to a certain level of pollen, molds, or dust. The people who have this predisposition to allergies are going to be more sensitive to lower amounts. Now, that sensitivity can vary, and the reactions can vary. And that's genetically determined. It's also how much your own body has become resistant, because eventually you become resistant to these things as you get older. Allergy is one of the more interesting disease processes, in that as you get older, you actually get better. You probably auto-immunize yourself as you get older.
How would someone ascertain whether or not, oh, I'm forming a new allergy, I seem to have these sniffles or these watery eyes?
So how do you differentiate an allergy from a simple cold or virus or sinus infection? Even in the best of hands, you always can't. Now, typically, if other family members are sick or you have muscle aches, signs of flu, it wouldn't be an allergy. Now, you can have overlap of all those symptoms except fever. You really don't get a fever with allergies. The next step would be that you would have to consider some form of testing, which in our hands would either be scratch testing or what's called prick testing, intradermal testing, and occasionally blood tests are getting better as well.
If somebody finds that they're suffering, it's not too bad, do you recommend they come and see a medical professional, or might they try an over-the-counter medication, and if that seems to do the trick, then they're fine maintaining that?
The simple answer to that is, if your quality of life is not severely affected day-to-day, then trying over-the-counter medication, especially the ones that used to be prescription and are now fairly safe and non-sedating, are definitely where you would start. If your quality of life is being affected, you're getting poor sleep, you're irritable, you're missing days at work, you're starting getting chronic sinus, you're getting asthma, you have eczema, you start to get food allergies, then I think referring, you should see a health professional.
That's allergist Dr. Juan Sotomayor speaking with Lorraine Rapp and Linda Lowen. More of this interview can be heard on Take Care, WRVO's health and wellness show, Sunday evening at 6:30.